The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. Are you in the market for a new vehicle? Well, listen, folks, get on board with Brighton Ford. Through May 31st, well-qualified lessees can lease a 2022 Ford Edge for as low as $287 a month, 2022 Ford Bronco Sport Big Ben for as low as $324 a month, or a 2022 Ford F-150 for as low as $250 a month, all with only $2,000 down, plus first payment, taxes, doc fee, title, license, and state fees due at signing. Security deposit waived. You get 7,500 miles per year, a 24-month lease. All you have to do. For more information and full details, call 1-800-NEW-FORD or get on out to the lot at 8240 West Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan, and see John Cuter and his crew. And then you get on board with Brighton Ford. So T-minus, I don't know, a couple hours before Dion gets on up and says something about old Nick. This won't affect recruiting in this cycle per se, but it will. And that was one of the things as I'm out on the road. I'm spending time talking to each player and the coaches, high school coaches, about NIL. And so what I'm finding is the coaches are trying to reference Saadi. So Saadi said, make the main thing the main thing. You go to a place and the NIL is going to find you, right? It's going to find you if you do your part. That's what's being drilled into the players. The parents, Mr. Weintraub, are very much taking the role of NIL investigators. So the players are, at least from a recruiting standpoint, are making it a point to be removed from that part of one. One kid said, oh, yeah, my dad's doing the dirty work. He said, my dad's doing all the dirty work. So I'm not going to worry about it, but it is definitely something that's being focused on by my people, not by me. I'm not going to make the decision personally based on NIL, but my circle, the people who are helping me with the process, they are going to inject into the equation whether or not this is a good NIL fit too. We knew that was going on. We know schools are presenting different levels or layers of opportunities. But what I'm sensing in talking to these, in talking to the parents, is that everyone, it's a part of everyone's presentation. It's a matter of how you're presenting it. Some are coming outright and saying, I can get you X, Y, Z. You can get this if you come to. So we'll just use Nick. I'm just basing this on what Nick Saban said. You can get $500,000 if you come to A&M. I don't know if A&M is saying that, but I'm assuming, based on what Nick is saying, that's what he thinks is going on at A&M. Versus a school said, if you come to – so he would say they're doing it this way at Alabama. If you come to Alabama, this is what you could earn. This is what you could do if you come to this school because, hey, last year, my guys in my program combined for about $3 million in NIL income. And so you could have a piece of that pie if you come here. That's what's available to you. So selling the prospect as the possibility as opposed to the absolute, like this deal is on the table for you right now. Now, some people might call that a distinction without a difference, right? That you, by alluding to or implying, suggesting you come here, this is what you could get, that you are actually putting that on the table. I don't know if that's double talk, Ira, or if that's really a legit way to do it, but that is the distinction that is being drawn out there on the trail. Now, the sense I get is that the majority of them are like, you come here, you get XYZ, as opposed to the possibility, as opposed to the prospects of. Those that are selling the prospects and the possibility, those are the extreme minority out there on the trail right now. And it builds up to Nick Saban's point that doesn't really apply to Bama, it builds up the expectation among parents that, hey, you know, this is how it's supposed to be. They're supposed to tell you what you're going to get if you come there. And so it does put pressure. It puts pressure on those who are doing it the other way, which is why I said that's another reason why, to a point that I was making last week, why you need to have some rules. So you don't encourage those who are doing it the way that you want it to be done. You encourage them to do it the other way, because there's just no hindrance. There's no consequence for doing it the way that you're not supposed to, right? So we will be able to share some commentary on that from all the players, from all the coaches and the parents that were willing to talk about it on the record. So look for that over on the MichiganInsider.com as well, though. So again, I said it's not just a popcorn thing. It is a popcorn thing. I mean, that it is going to be some entertainment. Like, I'm checking Dion's Twitter, like, refresh.
Honestly, you know, Sam, he could make a little money for Jackson State, do like a pay-per-view, like a fundraiser for the football program. He'd probably make some money for people paying to watch whatever he's going to release.
It's gonna be real, real interesting to see how he, to see where he really goes with this down the line. And I'm telling you, you would be surprised at some of what they're saying behind the scene, what people are saying behind the scenes, like not on the record, about what some schools who you think are, you know, they're doing it a certain way. Like, yeah, you know, they aren't getting down like A&M and Ira. Schools that you think are selling the possibility, you would think that they wouldn't do it that way. They're doing it that way.
I venture a guess and say that there are very few schools that are not.
Right. Like right up here in the north. Right up here in the north. Schools experiencing, I mean, just put it this way. Some of the greatest success has some of the best NIL pitches going out there, according to some of the people out here on the recruiting trail. I'm just telling you. So it's affecting, it's changing the competitive landscape, like what you have to do to compete at that level consistently. That's another good point by Nick that doesn't really apply to him, right? He said, I don't know if we can sustain this. It's a great point. Like, if you're having recruiting success the other way, you know, the way that he's suggesting, he's implying they do it, you probably aren't going to be able to do that.
So, Sam, remember, this comes on the heels of what Nick said on Friday of last week that we talked about with EA on Tuesday here when you were traveling. Nick on Friday was on the Paul Feinbaum show, and I'm not sure if this comment made your radar as you're doing all your travels and whatnot. One of the things I like to see us be able to work back to is everything in college football has always had parity. And that's why Nick's comments yesterday are, Sam, and that is why, that's why I was laughing so hard yesterday, because right. He was just on the record on Friday saying something that had me on the floor laughing, that nobody believes him. He's the king of non-parity. He's been in every playoff.
Right, right.
Right. So everything he says is self-serving, right? It's all self-serving. How do we knock Texas A&M back down a peg so they can't out-recruit me anymore? That's what it's all about. And every comment is self-serving. That's what you say, it's not all about getting your popcorn ready. But for me with Saban, almost all of it is because everything is so disingenuous. Every sentence he says, now I'm like, I'm not sure I'm going to believe you anymore. You believe yourself. I know you believe it. But most other people don't believe you.
Yeah, see, but you're absolutely right. We're using Nick right now.
But that's why he's
– We're using him.
He's Jose.
He thinks he's using us. Yeah, we're using him.
He's – in this context, the analogy to me is Jose Canseco. He was a flawed person to tell you who was juicing in his book and everything else. But guess what? He was right. Every single person he pointed fingers to, he was right. So he was flawed. We may think he's super disingenuous about it, but he wasn't wrong. And that's kind of how I think about Nick Saban. I think he's completely and totally disingenuous, but I don't think he's wrong.
He's a jailhouse informant, right? That's what you're saying?
There you go.
hey, jailhouse informants have utility, right? You know, they put them on the stand. You talk about why they have credibility issues, and then you explain why you should still believe this person on this point, on what they're testifying to. You should believe them about this, even though they're a cretin, even though they're a criminal, right?
In fact, they're an expert on these things. They're projecting more than denying is what they're really doing.
Right, right. So, no, the popcorn is not even Nick. The popcorn is Deion Sanders. That's to your point. You better be ready for them to take shots at you. I just don't know what Deion really has on Nick. Like, what do you really have? He really knows some things, Deion. Refresh, I'm refreshing right now.
F8, is that the button?
He hasn't put anything up yet. This is going to be all day.
He posted it 1 a.m. Central Time was his last post, at 2 a.m. Eastern, which means he might still be sleeping. He might need to sleep a little bit. He might be resting. Or maybe he's just now formulating that next thought. I don't know yet, but it's early.
Yeah, I wonder what Jimbo is going to do today. Like, you got to respond, right? Don't you have to respond if you're Jimbo? He responded before. Like, I think it was Lane Kiffin called him out. And he responded on sign talking about it's like these clowns out here or clown show or something he said, you know, to kind of combat it. You know you did it. You know you did it. Right? You know you had some Ira, they had like 25 guys in the Under Armour game. Like it was insane. Like the whole starting unit from one of the squads was full of A&M players. As much as we've seen, Bama dominate with their recruiting practices, A&M is taking it to another level. So maybe that's Nick. We've violated the spirit of a few rules here, but these dudes, they doing way more than we did.
If Jimbo's smart. He keeps his mouth shut when it comes to Nick because October 8th, the game is in Tuscaloosa. He might just want to keep his mouth shut on this one because we know how Nick rolls when he's thinking it's revenge. And he already is thinking it's revenge. So I think if I'm Jimbo, I'm leaving this one alone. Other than maybe it's saying we have a great NIL program.
Well, I leave it at that. They have so much money. I mean, what they're paying their assistants, I believe – whether you believe what Nick is saying about how they got the players to come, there should be no disputing. No one should question the amount that players are getting. All that Jimbo will say, I'm sure, is that we didn't give NIL out to get players to come here. What he won't say, he will not dispute the number.
Somebody said that the $200 to $300 million is excessive. People at A&M have disputed saying it's too high. Nobody believes them either on that one. But
I didn't know they said $300 million.
I've seen the $20 to $30 million, whatever the number was. $20 to $30 million. $20 to $30 million. They said that number is too high.
I actually believe that.
So because when Nick says that $3 million, that his players have gotten $3 million in NIL money, I kind of believe that.
See, I don't.
You think that's too low?
I think that's too low.
No, I think they've gotten $3 million in legitimate NIL money.
Okay, I believe that. I believe that, Ira.
What did you say, Sam? The rest is buried really, really far down? I believe that's how it's going to be playing at Alabama, is they have a collective, Sam. We all know they have a collective, too. But Nick will plausible deniability for Nick on that one. But the NIL deals, he'll promote all the legit deals. The car deals that are legit, all those things, he'll promote that. The ones that are part of the collective, that same way A&M is rolling, he won't talk about that.
All right, it is 7:47 here on Thursday? I've been all over the country.
It's Thursday, you're in Chicago, and it's 7:47 Eastern, 6:47 Chicago time.
It is Thursday. I am in the Chi, and it is time for a break. We'll be back on the other side on the recruiting roundup here on the Michigan with the recruiting roundup on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the team.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.